We're doing the book of Zechariah. We're up to what's called the fourth chapter, the eighth pasuk. I had the following prophecy, says Zechariah. Yedei Zerubbabel yisedu habayit hazeh v'yadav tivatzahana. The hands of Zerubbabel, he personally laid the foundations of this great building, the second temple, and you should know that he will also complete it. V'yadav tivatzahana, and his hands will complete the building. V'yadata ki Adonai tzevaot shilachani aleichem, and you will know that it is Hashem that sent me. Now, that's the simple reading of the verse. There's another interpretation that v'yadav tivatzahana doesn't literally mean his hands, but it means the hands of his descendant. The hands of the Messiah will finish laying the foundations of the future house. Yadav is going on the hands of Mashiach, just like we saw earlier in the third chapter. That was talking about a descendant of his. So here he's talking about the completion of the temples, that there will be a temple which will be the temple of all temples, that will be the completion that will never again be destroyed. So that's talking about the temple that the Mashiach is going to build. And the Navi says, V'yadata, and you, Israel, when you see my prophecy come true, then you will know that it is Hashem who sent me to you.
Was this after Bayit Sheni?
No, this is before Bayit Sheni. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi are during the beginning, the very beginning of Bayit Sheni. Ki mi vaz liyom kitanot. Because the person who used to scorn this building, meaning the second temple that we're building, as he thought it is kitanot, it is minuscule compared to its predecessor, compared to the first building, v'samechu v'ra'u et ha'even ha'bedil b'yad Zerubbabel shiva eile einei Adonai heima meshotetim b'chol ha'aretz. When they see the ultimate building in the hands of the Mashiach, the descendant of Zerubbabel, that he will lay the foundations of the ultimate temple, so then they will rejoice. Shiv'a eile, the rejoicing that they have, that they will have then in the building of the third temple, will be sevenfold. Einei Hashem hem hamshotetim b'chol ha'aretz. Okay, over here, Einei Hashem, it means anyone who sees the building as it is now will heimam shotetim b'chol haaretz. So, although there's room right now to look down at the modest temple that's being built, but in accordance with the disappointment that there is now, there's going to be great rejoicing in the future. Now, the simple reading of Einei Hashem Himam Shotetim Chol Haaretz is that Hashem sees everything that's going on earth, and He knows that the temple that's being built now by Zerubbabel falls short of the previous temple. It's not as great, it's not as magnificent as it used to be. Einei Hashem Himam Shotetim Chol Haaretz. God sees everything on earth. So He also knows that. Va'an va'omar ilav. So I answered, I said to this angel who was telling me this prophecy, Mashinei ha'zeitim ha'ele al yemina menorah ve'al simola. What are the two olive trees that I see to the right and left of the lamp of the menorah. Remember, in his previous vision, he saw a menorah with olive trees on either side, and that's the idea that coins always try to represent. You guys notice the Israeli coins always have a lamp with olive branches, so it's trying to represent this prophecy of a future building of the land of Israel. And I said a second time to him, I said to him, what are the two branches of olives that I see? Asher beyad shnei tzantirot azav, that I see those two olive branches, that they're placed into two vessels of gold. Hamrikim me'aleihem zahav. So he saw in the prophetic vision, he saw the two olive branches producing oil that was pure as gold. So now he's saying, what are those two olive branches representing? And the fact that they produce such pure oil. Vayomer elai lemor halo yadata ma'ele. So he said to me, can't you figure it out? Va'omar lo adoni. And I said, no, my master, I don't know. What do those olive branches and the oil represent? Vayomer ele shnei v'nei hayitzar. So he said to me, they represent the two b'nei hayitzar, the two sons of fine oil, meaning the Mashiach, which will be anointed with oil, and the Kohen Gadol. Those are the two people who are anointed with oil, the Kohen, the priest, and the king. Eile shnei v'nei hayitzar. These are the two sons of oil, meaning the two who are products of anointing with oil, the king and the Kohen Gadol, ha'omedim al adon kol ha'aretz, who are standing before the master of the land, and they are praying that Hashem should give the dominion back to the house of Israel. So the oil that flows on its own alludes to the fact that the dominion will return to Israel, but it will return on autopilot. It won't return by virtue of force or might or armies. It will return because Hashem has decided it should return. And that's the vision that he sees, that suddenly there are branches and they're producing their own oil. The oil represents the anointing of the leaders of Israel, the king and the Kohen Gadol. And the fact that it's produced on its own is indicative of the fact that it will happen, so to speak, on autopilot. And I looked again, and I saw a scroll floating. I saw a scroll flying. So Zechariah sees a scroll floating, and again, the angel is going to ask him, what do you see? And the angel will interpret for him what that floating Megillah represents. And that's what we'll see Bezat Shem next week.